Module 10, Appraisals and Systems. Appraisals are necessary for every records management system. It is through appraising and evaluating records that you will know which ones to maintain and how. Appraisals help develop and improve the management systems, including archiving and disposal. There are different methods of appraisal, but most of them are tied to the information about its financial, legal, and administrative functions within the organization. The historical value of records is also considered before final decisions are made. Taxonomy of Values. The traditional method of appraisal is the taxonomy of values. Developed by Schellenberg after World War II, the model identifies primary and secondary values. There are subdivisions of secondary values. Primary equals value to the organization itself, monetary, legal, and administration. Secondary equals value outside the organization, divided into evidence and information. Macro appraisal. Macro appraisals are newer and created in Canada for government use. The appraisal places value on the function, structure, and content of the documents and works well with a functional analysis. This top-down approach requires an understanding of the company. Consider the following questions when appraising records. Who created the records? For what reason and how? What was their original function? Do they assist specific functions? What is necessary to document? There are variations of macro appraisal methods and other appraisal methods as well. Each records manager needs to decide which appraisal method will be used. Strategy and criteria. The strategy for assessing records for disposal must consider the needs of the internal and external user in relation to the business, accountability, and cultural of the company. The records act as evidence, provide relevant information, or act as historical artifacts. In reviewing for internal systems, it is important to determine if the records still have relevance, provide information. Decide if the records are still pertinent to legal and audit regulations or challenges. Establish whether there is a cultural benefit, such as the historic artifacts. In reviewing for external systems, it is important to consider: explain which agencies require access to the records. Document and review decisions. Once you have established strategy and criteria, it is necessary to create a retention schedule. The schedule is divided by the different class of records so that it can be universal throughout the organization. The schedule can be basic or in-depth. It can cover basic records and retention, or explain what should happen to records over the course of time. Schedules need to be reviewed and updated regularly. Laws, standards, regulations, and organizational needs will change, and the retention schedule needs to remain up to date. Most experts recommend completing the review every year. Additionally, the reason for the time placed on the retention schedule should be documented where it will be accessible. This may or may not be in the official retention schedule. Case study. Rob asked John about some financial records because he was not sure how long to keep them. They worked for an international company and he did not want to dispose of something too soon or keep them too long. John told him to look up the information in international standards. When Rob saw the standards, he was concerned because he knew other people in the company were not following them. He brought his concerns to John, who gave him the job of communicating guidelines to the other employees.